Hey friends, Graham here. How is your day going? Well, I have not done a video for a couple of weeks, been real busy, but I'm back. So, in a minute, I want to share something which is actually really powerful, which can, like a key that can unlock things in your life. But before I do that, let me do a few quick housekeeping things. As always, if you're new to my YouTube channel, want to hit the subscribe button down there and check out some of the links below, especially our email newsletter. I will be sending one out tomorrow with news, updates, offers, different things like that. So love to keep in touch with you. Lastly, if we can pray for you in any way, if you're sick, we have an online healing room. It's completely free. We'd love to have you as part of that. Good. So what's been happening? I was in New Hampshire, losing my voice last weekend. Had a great time there with friends up there. This week, today is Thursday, I'm in my office here in my home church. Tomorrow I'll be doing a healing service in the Springfield, Mass area, Feeding Hills, Mass at Lighthouse Church. Everybody's welcome. Service starts 6:30 p.m. healing service. I have a couple of ministry school events here on Saturday. That's September 17th. September 18th, I'm going to be here in Sturbridge Worship Center in the morning, preaching on abiding in Jesus. And Sunday afternoon, I'll be in New England Fellowship, 4 p.m. Again, speaking on the vine and the branch. They're going to be really great. So that's my week. Busy week coming up. Next weekend, the Saturday, September 24th, we have a healing conference down in Norwalk, Connecticut. Again, it's free. Everybody's invited. Starts at 10 a.m., finishes late afternoon, early evening. And we have 7 speakers. We're really going to just bathe people in teaching about healing. And so if you're sick, if you know somebody else who's sick, or simply you want to grow your faith for healing, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So if you want more healing faith in your life, you'd be very welcome to join us. Saturday 25th, I'm going to be here in Sturbridge Worship Center speaking about spiritual disciplines. I have a prophetic event in Norwalk, Connecticut at 4 p.m. We're going to do an evening of personal prophecy on Sunday 25th. Good. We have a night of worship on Wednesday, September 28th here in Sturbridge as well. Boom. Hey, check out my website. In the month of October, I'm going to be in the UK for about a week. I'm going to be in Manchester, Liverpool, Wales, and London. In November, I'm taking a team to Ireland, the nation of Ireland, north and south. So you'd be very welcome to join us if you're interested in coming on a missions trip. Good. Come on, let me share something with you folks real quick as well. It's a really simple idea, this, but it can be really transformational if you catch it. You know, God is really big about being first. Let me say that again. God wants to be first. And there's a principle that runs all the way through the Bible that really goes like this. Whatever you do with the first things, determine the destiny of the later things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. All these things will be added unto you. Again, you see this principle all the way through. It's a principle God baked into the Levitical law, where he said, in a way, God gave them this principle to show them something. The Lord said, let's divide the animals into clean animals and unclean animals. Now, I don't think God's not against any animal. You know, there were clean animals like a lamb, unclean animals like a donkey. Now, God's got nothing against donkeys. Every church has a few donkeys, okay? God loves donkeys. That's not the point. The point there is, God was trying to teach them a principle of redemption. And what the Lord said to them is, every time, you know, your farm produces a firstborn lamb, you've got to offer the firstborn to me. Everything else is yours, but the first is mine. And the Lord said to them, if you have a firstborn donkey, an unclean animal, well, I won't accept the unclean donkey. But what you do is you redeem it with a lamb. So imagine you've got mummy and daddy donkey and they have a little fold, I don't know what it's called, a collective noun of donkeys. You'd have to offer a lamb to redeem the donkey. And then the Lord said to them, whatever you do, don't forget to redeem. He said, please don't ride around on my donkey if you haven't redeemed it with the firstborn. In fact, it sounds a little gross for us, but the Lord said to them, you'd be better breaking the donkey's neck than riding around on my donkey. And it's, again, really simple principle, but you see this all the way through the Bible. In Genesis, the Lord calls Abraham and he says, bring your firstborn son. It's interesting, at the time, Abraham had other children through Hagar, but God doesn't recognize the things we try to birth on our own outside of him. So the Lord said, give your firstborn, Isaac, the child of promise, take him on a three-day journey, the type of the cross, to a place called Salem that later became Jerusalem, to a place called Mount Moriah. Take him up a hill there and offer him as a sacrifice. Interesting, it was the same place Jesus went to die, you know, 1,200 years later. And Abraham takes God, it's like, in a way, God saying, it's the firstborn is mine. As Abraham raises the knife, the Lord says, stop. He says, now I know you trust me. And then the Lord shows him a ram, clean animal, caught in a thicket. And the Lord says, let the ram die in the place of Isaac. The principle is, God wants to be first. Yeah, I can show you this again and again and again. Do you remember when they're in Egypt and the angel of death is coming? If you will, the people of Israel went through all of the plagues that the Egyptians went through, except the last one. When they come to the last one, the Lord says, I want you to take a lamb, clean animal, and sacrifice the lamb. And when the angel of death comes, there's only one thing he's looking for. When the angel of death comes to Cairo, to Egypt, if you will, he's not asking, are you Egyptian or are you Jewish? What he's saying is, I've come for the firstborn. And the Israelis that killed a lamb, the angel of death would pass over. Yeah, God is really big about the first. Let me give you another example for the sake of time. Do you remember they eventually come into the promised land? Joshua leads the children of Israel into Jericho, into Jerusalem, into Israel, the promised land, Canaan land. And if you remember, even in the New Testament, there's a reference made to the Decapolis, Deca, 10. Decapolis literally means 10 cities. And the Lord says to Joshua, I'm going to give you cities you didn't build, houses you didn't, you know, build, construct, vineyards you didn't plant. But God says, I want the first one for me, all the others are yours. And the Lord supernaturally gives them Jericho. They don't shed a drop of blood capturing Jericho. It's supernaturally God gives them. But the Lord says to the people of Israel, don't take anything from the city of Jericho. It's all mine. Everything else, every other city, all the gold, silver is yours. But give me the first one. Now, there was a man there called Achan. I have a bit of sympathy for Achan. Achan's father, when he was younger, probably taught him a parable that says a bird in the hand is worth two in the ear. Achan was born in the desert, not in Egypt. We know that because everybody from Egypt had died in the desert by now, except Joshua and Caleb. And Achan is in Jericho, and for the first time in his life, he sees stuff. Yeah. And he's not wrong wanting stuff. He's just wrong disobeying God. And the Bible says Achan took some of the plunder, if you will, from Jericho, buried it under his tent. Not a lot, just a few coins and a few vestments, a few garments. And then the very next day, when they went to attack a small city, you know, it was like an insignificant battle in a way, the people of Israel lost. And straight away, Joshua realizes, we're the armies of God. We can't lose. Something's gone wrong. Somebody's touched the Lord's portion. Somebody's touched the portion that was first and kept it to themselves. And if you know the story, God leads him through this whole archetype of a word of knowledge, actually, this process to find out who it was. I think what God was really doing was giving Achan a chance to repent, which he did not do. Yeah. Here's the point I want you to get. God's really big on being first. So how do we apply that to our life, Graham? Donkeys and lambs and angels and all this kind of stuff. Here's what I'm saying. I think God wants to have the first portion of your day. I think God says, put me first, put me before Netflix, put me before your family, put me before, you know, work, put me before this. I think God's saying, if you'll give me the first portion of your time, I will supernaturally bless, I will stretch the time. I have this wonderful truth, this revelation, it really works for me, that when we honor God with the first portion of our time, God is able to give us 30, 40, 50 hours a day. Joshua did it. Yeah, he called the sun to stand still. Now, I'm not saying God is going to mess with your watch, but what I am saying is God can redeem the time when the days are evil. if you'll put him first. If you put God last and think, when I've done everything else I need to, then I'll give time for God. Well, you know how that works. Yeah. I would say the same thing with money, with resource. You know, it's interesting. For years, I thought tithe meant 10%. It means first 10%. God is saying, put me first. He says, put me before T-Mobile. Put me before your mortgage, your car payment, your food. Put me before your kids. Yeah, I came to a conclusion years ago. If I had a choice between honoring God and feeding my kids, I'm going to honor God. And here's the little secret. If you do that, you eat really well. Yeah, David said, I've been young, and now I'm old, but I've never seen those who walk in God's ways forsaken or the seed begging bread. So my point is, whatever you're doing, put God first. Seek first the kingdom of God. All these things will be added to you. Your Father knows what you have need of. But don't be like the Gentiles running after things, and put God last. Selah. Boom. Hope that helps, guys, because it really works. I know that. Hey, I'm cheering you on as you walk with the Lord today, and I'd love to hear from you guys. Let me know how I can pray for you, because God always answers prayer. And hopefully I'll be back tomorrow or real soon with another video. Bye for now.